Geneva wants the D.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your days are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most Where the White Women At podcast. Oh! My name's DJ Scientific Method, and I'm here with DJ Menudo. What's up?
Bop, bop. We're so white.
Oh my god.
Where are the white women at?
Where are the white women?
Where can I locate these white women you speak of?
Is there an app for that? A white woman locator?
Oh my god. There is a website.
It's called check-ins on Facebook.
There is a website I've seen commercials for numerous times called blackpeopledating.com.
Yeah.
And I always thought it'd be hilarious to try and join Black People Dating.
I heard that the best site to get laid is christianmingle.com. I'm dead serious. Like, that's not even a joke. Like,
Christianmingle.com. I guess.
Check it out.
I can't experiment this. If I was single, I'd be all over it for the podcast's sake.
If only we had a single guy that could do this. I don't know. I'm stumped.
Are you married to the podcast?
Yeah, I'm married to the podcast and Mike Hall.
My girlfriend is a Pinewood.
A friend of mine did put a, he put like, it was like a fake profile, but it was like really how he felt. Like, he's kind of antisocial, so like he put a profile up on OkCupid, and he just kind of, he took his personality and turned it up to 11, and it got removed because they thought it was a fake profile. But I made a fake profile, and I was dog. And I was a dog.
Oh, a dog?
Yeah, I was like, okay. What are your favorite things? Ball! They removed me quickly, but I trolled him for a little bit with dog.
You know what I wish Camilla would listen to this podcast? Because the other day we were in Jocelyn, yeah, the art museum, and we walked in and I'm like, hey man, it's art! And she's like,
hey man, art!
She's like, are you stupid? I'm like, if you would listen to the fucking podcast. That shit's just too good. Hey, man, business.
Hey, man, business. Business.
That has to be one of the more memorable.
Business.
Memorable things.
Oh, man. You know what I didn't even realize is we're recording this podcast an hour early from what we normally do.
Yeah.
So probably in an hour from now, I'm going to start getting weird texts from Skylar. I'm gonna have to text him back and be like, we already did the podcast, bro, sorry.
Psych. We should start sending him weird podcast texts. Duh.
He sent me one after the podcast last week that I forgot about till just now, but he wanted us to ask if you did butt chugging, would you, instead of puking, just shit your pants?
I would imagine.
You know, I don't think you would.
Shit your pants?
I don't think so, because, like, when you take in too much alcohol, like, your body expects it to go through the stomach, and if you're bypassing that...
Like, I mean, the alcohol gets straightly absorbed,
yeah,
into your system. And I would imagine, like, because you're shooting so much beer up there that, it's gonna come out.
I mean, I would assume it would come out, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, say if you drink too much, because I think that's what he's saying, like... If you drink too much, I don't know
if I butt-chugged too much?
Yeah. If you butt-chugged too much, I don't think your body would be like, well, it came in that way, so it's going to go back out that way, because it's not used
to
that.
I wonder if you would just start throwing up and then just poop.
You'd probably start throwing up, but it wouldn't do anything, and that's the horrifying thing.
Or you just die.
You know? Well, yeah, you probably would. But, like, you know, when you drink too much and you throw up and you're like, oh, I feel better.
Hey, you know what? Kegger this year.
Kegger this year?
At my kegger. Because I'm going to make that an annual thing. What? We'll butt-chug.
Oh, okay. We're going to do this in private, or are we just going to do it right out there? And
we'll just have a circle. Just stick the tube in. Going around, everybody.
Yeah. All right, everyone bend over. Butt chugging.
18 people died that night.
Someone's going to be like, oh, I've done this before.
Josh.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, I really want to try and make that an annual thing.
Do it, yeah.
I know.
The kegger's fun.
Kegger.
Now you just need to get a bouncy castle.
Yes. They're like $90 though, man.
$90? That was it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Charge everyone $5.
I don't know. I'll float the idea.
And sign a waiver. Have everyone sign a waiver.
No. Then I'd seem like a fucking... I don't know. I'll float the idea and see how it goes.
You can float the idea to me right now?
Well, I know you're going to be just like, yes.
Float it to me. Float it to me.
Matt, should I get a bouncy house?
Fuck yeah!
It's a great idea, man. Especially that Batman one I had.
A bouncy obstacle course would be even better. Just throwing that out.
Those are probably more expensive.
I bet they're really expensive.
Yeah. Like, I mean, $5 for a bouncy house and like all you can drink keg.
That's
a deal.
That's the biggest deal that's ever dealed.
I know. And I mean, if I invite like the same amount of group,
you know what that is, Andy? That's good
business. Hey, man, bouncy castle. Oh, man, keg too. It's out of butt chug. All right. Hey, man, butt chug.
Oh, man.
How's your week?
Pretty basic, really. Been up later. Been up really late. But I'm super late. If you ever text me at 3 a.m., chances are I'll text back.
Oh.
Doing some Marvel Heroescape and some Civilization 5. I'm playing a lot of Civ 5 lately.
I'll have to get on.
I'm getting really sick of Austria's shit. I've played two games right now where, like, first game I played on a fractal map, which was like, it was three snake-like continents, really. And fucking Austria's, like, right there. And then I decided to do a game as an archipelago, which is a bunch of islands, you know? Mm-hmm. And I kind of cheated a little bit. I'm a Carthage, and they get a free harbor with every city. So it's like, makes it really easy to do a trade route. Because every city I settle just automatically has a harbor, and they're all on different islands. But I'm on this island, the island's kind of big, you know, and I'm like, I'm walking around, and I'm like, because normally when I play an archipelago, or when I have in the past in other Civ games, I start on an island by myself, and I like that. I walk like 8 steps away from my capital, and there's an Austrian warrior like, sup? Fucking serious? So I'm sharing this fucking island with Austria.
Dicks.
And a city-state, Geneva's, just chilling right there.
Does Civ 5 have a tutorial?
Yeah, it has a tutorial, like, as you play.
Because...
you can turn it on or off.
These games are deep as fuck, man.
They are deep as fuck.
And I've never played one, and I have it, and it's just... it's one of those, like, daunting things that I don't want to do yet.
It's fucking... goddamn it, Civ is so fun.
I played Civ 3 a little bit, and I got the hang of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm playing total computer mode now, like, where, like... because the computer always has a habit of just swallowing up all the land it can find. Like, it'll just settle cities and little patches of land next to you. So that's what I'm doing. I have, like, 14 cities. I'm just settling every little patch of land I can find.
Mine.
Yeah, basically, that's what I'm doing. I'm just sending... and the funny thing is, in Civ 5, like, in past Civilization games, the computer would settle next to you and you'd be pissed. Like, damn it, why did you fucking settle there? Well, in this game, the computer gets pissed at you for settling near them.
Oh, really?
So I have, like, three... I have Austria, Germany, and Siam all pissed at me because I've been settling near them.
You tell them to sprechen die dick.
every time that... speak the dick?
Yeah. That's all I know.
Sup, speak the dick. Germany's just like, the fuck? But basically, I just tell them, like, hey, well, I'm going to settle whatever I want. Claim it before me. If you want me to settle there, tough break.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah.
That should be your logo. Just come at me, bro.
The coolest thing I love how online in Civ 5, they finally were just like, fuck it, and you can rename your cities. Because before that, you can only do that on single player. Because, I don't know, they didn't want you to name it something vulgar online. But now they're just like, whatever. What I also like is that you can name your religion, too.
Oh, nice.
So, like, when I'm playing with, like, Leaper and Tyler or something, my religion's, like, Leaper sucks balls or something like that. I go and convert all the cities to Leaper sucks balls.
That's good shit.
What's funny is, you can name your, like, you can name your religion the D.
No way.
And if a city-state wants your religion, it'll say something like, Geneva wants the D. It's awesome.
Oh, maybe you might have saw this on Imgur if you've been on it lately.
Most likely.
Have you seen the one where, like, the super Christian Idaho mom, someone put on her Facebook she wants the D?
Oh.
It's got the, it's like this mom made this Facebook page that, and she's also one of those people that are against drugs that say if you take too much marijuana, you'll die or overdose or
yeah.
If you take too much of the marijuana. Anyways, yeah. Someone puts, man, this lady really wants the D. And then she responded back. She's like, if you mean D as make drugs go away, then certainly I want the D. That is good.
That's hilarious. Man. I feel like I was going to say something else, but I guess I forgot.
Was it about the D?
No, it wasn't. Oh, yes, it was.
Oh.
I saw another thing where it's like, hey, you want to be my girlfriend? And she's like, what? It's like, or she's like, I forget the next step, but she's like, what? And he's like, what? I don't see the problem. She's like, you forgot the D because he said girlfriend.
Oh.
And he's like, don't worry about the D. You'll get that later.
I wonder if he made that mistake and turned it around, or that was purposeful.
It was probably fake. There's a website where you can make that fake,
yeah,
like easy fake iPhone. That's regardless, bullshit. It's still clever, though.
Yeah, yeah. I will use it tonight.
You gonna ask your girlfriend?
Yeah.
If she wants to be your girlfriend?
No, I'll just use something that says girlfriend. She'll be like, "You forgot the D." Be like, "No, I didn't."
Don't worry about the D. Andy, you know what? This week, I have almost as much news as I do gaming and technology news combined.
All right.
That's it? Just all right?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's train through this. Oh. I'm going to train these guys. We're going to McDonald's. Woo! Exactly.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
Rockstar was reportedly going to sue a TV show over the use of L.A. Noire title. Did you hear about this at all, Andy?
No.
Supposedly, the director.
Director.
Fuck is a director?
Sounds like something McDonald's would come up with. Watch out for the director.
He's going to take your applesauce. Supposedly, the director of an upcoming TV show adaptation of John Button's book L.A. Noire, Frank Darabont, said the publisher of 2011's open-world detective game L.A. Noire threatened to sue him over the use of the L.A. Noire title. Now, there's a difference between how they're spelled. The TV show doesn't have the E at the end of Noire.
Oh, okay.
He said, quote, "Yes, it was going to be called L.A. Noire based on a book by John Button, but the video game company with the video game called L.A. Noire with an E," it says with an exclamation point, yeah, "threatened to sue the shit out of me, TNT, and every company that we ever worked for in Hollywood, and they have billions of dollars to back it up, apparently. So we're changing the title, and I do believe the title is going to be called Los Angeles." Now, Take-Two, which published L.A. Noire, has gone on record to deny the claim of a legal threat. However, Take-Two did contact Turner to express concern about possible consumer confusion. I hate that consumer confusion crap.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking confused. Yeah. I know the difference.
Like, I'm not going to look at it and be like, oh, man, the video game's on TV. Fuck.
Yeah. And the Take-Two PR rep, Alan Lewis, says, "It's unfortunate that Mr. Darabont finds it necessary to gain publicity by making inaccurate statements. Take-Two never contacted Mr. Darabont or threatened to sue any party. The facts are Take-Two reached out to Turner to express concern over confusion between the properties, and they responded that they had decided to change the title of the show."
You know what Darabont also did?
What?
Started The Walking Dead.
Really?
And he did Myst, and he's also doing something pretty epic coming up.
So he did The Walking Dead, huh?
Yeah.
Myst went right over my head.
Oh. It was that movie. It had the guy who played the Punisher in it. It also had Andrea.
I just know him as the Punisher.
Oh, okay.
He is the Punisher to me, as far as I'm concerned.
That guy is the Punisher. It was a good movie. If you want a good scary movie to watch.
I see.
He directed it.
Andy, Friday was the final day for most THQ employees.
That's sad. I like THQ.
Yeah.
They made some good stuff.
It is a little depressing. Most of the company's intellectual properties have been sold off to other companies. And the news that Darksiders developer Vigil Games did not get picked up in the auction.
So, I never played any Darksiders. I have Darksiders 1 sitting on my PlayStation, but oh yeah.
Sitting right on your PlayStation?
No, like on my hard drive.
I see. So that's depressing for people that like Darksiders. Vigil Games did not get picked up. No, that doesn't mean they're done, but right now no one knows what the hell's going on.
Does it say who got the Saints Row?
I heard Ubisoft was looking at it, but I don't remember exactly.
Because those games are fun.
Yeah, they were fun. According to a memo sent out to the staff of THQ's main branch and Vigil Games, it says right here IGN managed to get a hold of.
No.
The memo. The memo IGN. I was going to say, I'm like, IGN got a hold of Vigil Games? What the fuck? The majority of employees were given access to the building one last time to gather up their personal belongings and receive their final paychecks. If that wasn't bad enough, it turns out they likely won't be getting any sort of severance pay or their previously promised vacation pay.
Aww.
However, the money they had invested in their 401ks is safe. So.
Oh, well, that's good.
There's somewhat good news.
I know Sega got the Company of Heroes.
Oh, yeah?
Which I like those.
Sega should make a console.
Sega should not make a console.
What company could get into the console race?
Like
Apple? Is that it?
Like, what do you mean? Like, they have the resources to get into? Yeah, Apple.
Apple?
Those guys made $13.1 billion this past quarter.
Do you think anyone else could break in? I mean, it's pretty tight, the console.
Like, I know Valve's trying, but Valve's not going for console. That's for, like, home media. PC. I don't know what they're exactly going for.
That's what everyone is really doing right now.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, Apple, I think. I'm really surprised EA hasn't.
Really? EA, huh?
Those guys got so much fucking money.
They do.
They just need to make a Madden console.
No, Madden console? Yeah. Just updates every year with new rosters?
Yeah. Yeah, I could see it. Like Apple. Definitely.
Because, I mean, the console market, they're already talking about maybe Nintendo getting squeezed out of the console and just going handheld. Now, I've only heard that from a few places, but the fact that anyone's even talking about that shows how tight it is if someone like Nintendo is going to get squeezed out, you know?
That, and I know the Wii U's not selling as great as they wanted.
It'd be hard to imagine Nintendo going anywhere, though.
Or Nintendo going like Sega, where they just make games.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I guess back in the day it was hard to see Sega go anywhere, but they did.
Yeah,
so. Dude, I bet you Sega could get back in the race. I bet you if they made a console, there'd be enough people going, "Fucking Sega!"
Yeah.
All right, they have to make it pretty cheap though. If it was like $200, I'd think about it. I'd buy it. I'd fucking buy it.
I'd wait for reviews.
I'd buy it. Fuck that. I'd make the reviews.
This is amazing.
Sega.
Whenever anybody asks you about it, just play the sound. Sega.
That's all it says. The review's called "Hey Man, Sega." Andy, the Stick of Truth by the South Park creators may be trapped in legal limbo.
I think that's bullshit because that game looked great.
THQ's bankruptcy has been popular news topic lately. A matter of fact, we just did a story on it.
Ooh.
But there's one game in development that could suffer. And that's South Park's RPG, The Stick of Truth. South Park Studios sent THQ a letter stating that THQ can't sell the rights to Stick of Truth because, essentially, the rights aren't theirs to sell. THQ responds with, "We have the right to sell the rights." Now, the game was originally set to release on March 5th of this year, so in a month. And
ooh, that means it's probably close to done.
But there is an update on this article that says Ubisoft has apparently purchased the rights to Stick of Truth. Now, that's still like, was THQ able to sell those rights in the first place?
I don't know.
But they are asking, if South Park Studios gives them permission, they'll publish it.
Oh, all right. The game looks like you're just playing the show. It looks so fun.
You know, I've only seen a couple things about it, but it sounds awesome.
Yeah. And it's made by the Fallout New Vegas guys.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, Andy, we got some rumors coming out for the Durango, or Xbox's code name right now.
Durango.
The dev kit technical specs have been discovered.
Do you got the PlayStations on there, too?
I don't.
That was also released this week.
Oh, was...
Like, I just read something like 3 days ago that was talking about, like, dev kit.
I don't.
I remember some things, so I'll
chime in. They're probably extremely similar. So
oh, yeah, probably.
Durango will support an 8-core CPU at 1.6 gigahertz each core. DirectX 11.1 graphics, clocked at 800 megahertz. It comes with wireless radio, you know, basic A, B, N, G. 6x Blu-ray drive.
Really? If Blu-ray drives got... I thought they're faster than that.
They could be.
Oh,
but you can't put the best of the best in here.
I know.
It'd be like $600. Who would pay $600 for a console? Am I right? Oh yeah, you raised your hand.
I did it ghetto style.
Yeah, with all cash.
Yeah.
8 gigs of DDR3 RAM. Glad to see it could finally catch up to my laptop. Second generation SATA port for hard drives, and of course a Kinect port.
Oh,
and USB 3.0 ports.
Oh, that's cool that USB 3.0 is on there.
Yeah,
that's nifty.
You know, I really hope that Xbox and PS3 and everything like that, they come out with a hard drive 200 gigs or more.
Because the PlayStation 3 I saw, or the PlayStation 4 or whatever the fuck it's called now.
Yeah.
I saw 160 gigs, but that was, they said that was the dev kit.
That was the dev kit. Okay. Yeah. Because you and I both know storage is fucking cheap.
Yeah.
Storage is cheap as hell. Especially hard drive storage, not solid state. Solid state
storage. You can get terabytes for like $80.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that like last console generation, they came out and they had like 8 gigabytes of storage, and then they had 20.
Wasn't the original Xbox 10 or 8?
I think it was 10.
All right, yeah.
But I think you could get like 8 gig sticks or something like that. I forget. But at the same time, like even then, 200 gigabytes of hard drive space wasn't that expensive.
No.
And it seemed like they were releasing more. It's like, oh, this one's got 100 gigabytes. This one has 120, and this one has 140.
Yeah.
But at the increments of which they were increasing their hard drive space, it's not like they were keeping up with costs or anything. They were way behind.
Yeah.
I mean, I could easily put a terabyte hard drive in my computer right now, like you said, for $80. Or if I wanted at 7,200 RPM, like $100.
Yeah. And then I hope PlayStation keeps it what they did with the 3, where you can easily swap out any hard drive.
That's nice.
That was a selling point. I was like, fuck yes.
Yeah, that's so nice. Because Xbox doesn't have that.
I know, because you got the enclosure or whatever.
Yeah, you got the enclosure. And then
does the new ones have it? The S's?
They don't, but it still only takes like... It has to be like an Xbox hard drive.
Oh, does it? Oh, yeah. That's shitty.
I know. It's like, what the fuck? Maybe fucking Microsoft, man. Come on.
You guys make computers. Come on.
Yeah. But you can now do flash drives, but they can only be like 16 gigs or something like that.
Well, that's still 16 gigs extra space.
Yeah, fuck.
I have a 120 gig hard drive, and I am struggling to keep that thing empty. Or like every new thing that comes out, I have to delete at least one or two games.
Really? I have a 250, and I just checked it the other day, and I've only got like 110 free.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I install every game I get.
Yeah. Like, that's what I was trying to do. PlayStation Plus. Fucking Street Fighter Arcade, Street Fighter 4, was 18 gigs.
Holy shit. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I just downloaded Darksiders. That was 10 gigs. And then on top of like games like Assassin's Creed, install like 5 gigs and all that shit. It fills up fast.
Wow. Andy, you want to go out and buy a new PS3?
No.
Why not?
Because I've heard bad things.
But they've got new colors, Andy. Red and blue.
Woo!
In Japan. So you got to go to Japan to get them.
Fuck that. I've heard bad things about that. Like the disc thing, like it doesn't grab the disc when you put it in. Like half the time it doesn't grab the disc.
Huh.
And to make it that slim, they kind of had to take some fans out so it heats up really fast. Which I remember that was a problem with the slim PS2.
That should almost be like a rule of console and computer design. If it requires you to take a fan out, don't do it.
Yeah. Like, even
we should write that in a stone tablet or something. That should be a commandment of design.
Like, my bulky kill somebody with PS3, the original, that thing, like, it never got hot because it had, like, 8 fans in that thing.
Yeah, my slim Xbox rarely gets hot. That's also because I install everything. I never run the disc.
Yeah.
Fuck that. This is fucking 2013. So I don't got to run that shit. Yeah, it doesn't really get hot either, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen those computer cases that are basically just like mesh? The whole thing is like a mesh.
Yeah. They're expensive.
They are expensive, but man, that thing's got to be cool. It's got to run really nice and cool.
I thought it'd be hilarious to get a fan case that literally, like, both sides of the fucking case were just fans. Just in one side, just...
And I don't see why not. You should put, like, one big one on the bottom and then one big one on the top. Because then the bottom will bring in cold air and the top will exhaust.
Oh, that'd be a good idea, heat. Actually.
So have one blown.
Yeah, but then you'd have to have your computer mounted somewhere. Because if it's sitting on the ground, it's not going to pull air from anywhere.
Yeah, but it usually has feet, you know. Or little feeties.
Enough of this tangent.
I want to get liquid cooling if I ever build a computer.
It's expensive.
The H60 or something.
It's cheaper now, but it's still pricey.
There's some ones. Well, I guess there's some I looked at like that come like you don't even have to build it. It comes together.
Oh,
like,
that's nice.
Yeah, it comes together.
Fuck building.
Yeah, where you put it, you just basically install it. It already has liquid in it. The tubing's all enclosed.
Oh.
It looked pretty cheap, but from what I remember, like high-end air cooling is just as good as that.
Yeah.
But I think the high-end air cooling was probably about the same price. I mean, because at that point, I could just get the liquid cooling, just say I have it.
Oh, this is liquid cooled? Oh, I'm wet.
Because, I mean, if the high-end air cooler and the low-end water cooler do roughly the same, like if they're the same... effectiveness.
Oh, okay.
Then I would totally buy the water cooler.
Be quieter than fans.
Exactly. I don't really have a problem with.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
But I would buy it in that case just to be like, yeah, I got water cooling. What's up?
Bring it.
All right, Andy, that will do it for gaming news.
Woo!
Let's go into some technology.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
Andy, are you familiar with the H.265 video format?
Yeah, I love it. Wait, not 65. I'm very familiar with 64. Sorry.
Well, the H.265 video format will help chew up your video so your network can swallow it up.
Ooh.
Basically, it's a new format that makes streaming easier. And everyone's streaming. I stream.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm intrigued by this now. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. The new H.265 standard has been approved by the ITU. It's known as a high-efficiency video coding. The H.265 should make HD video streaming easier and could even make UHD, formerly known as 4K streaming, feasible.
Ooh.
Whenever that becomes a thing that people actually might want to do. Ideally, new compression techniques that come out with the H.265 standard should make 1080p streaming possible, while only requiring half as much of the data that's required today.
Hey.
Which is cool because streaming HD, like, Twitch TV mentions it, like, if you're just streaming, like, if I were streaming from my computer,
yeah,
I could do it in, where it's HD, but it's more high quality. It's not, like, it's not HD because that requires way too much.
You need a hell of a thing.
Yeah, just way, your upload speed would have to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Your computer hardware would have to be ridiculous. But if you could do it with half the data, half the strain on your computer.
Ooh, I'm going to have to look into this when I go home because I like codecs. That's my thing in video. That's why I love it so much. I think codecs are fucking fascinating.
Ah, DJ Codec over here.
Oh,
that's what we should have called you, DJ Codec. We'll have to find something for me.
DJ Streamline.
DJ Streamline, DJ Codec. On top of making it easier to stream increasingly high-definition content, the new standard should also make it easier to stream stuff on less-than-fast networks, bringing higher-quality video content to mobile devices with less of a weight on buffering. But, of course, the effects won't be instant. Sure, software encoders are imminent, but we won't really start reaping the benefits until the standard gets adopted down in the chips.
Sweet.
So, it's on its way.
Sweet. I hope the next update to Adobe supports that.
Ooh.
They're pretty good about updating codecs, so... Ooh.
My phone, I probably need to upgrade my phone. My phone's a little old, but man, I have a hard time streaming Netflix on this thing.
Oh, I don't even attempt to stream on my phone. My screen, so though you have a nice big screen, I have the tiny iPhone screen. So, like, if it's dark on, like, in the screen, like, whatever I'm watching, I don't see shit.
Oh, wow. Instagram is asking users to provide their identities with government IDs. Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whoa, Instagram users?
They're asking users to prove their identity with government IDs.
Go on.
Oh, I will go on. Requests for this have been seen earlier this week after their recent terms of service update. It's in the terms of service.
I thought they took that back.
They took
because everybody was like, whoa.
They took other things back. Specifically, the they own whatever photos you post. Gotcha. Or whatever. It's picked up in frequency lately. The ID checks are apparently being rolled out to users who are suspected of certain terms of service violations. And although they seem sort of scammy, Facebook spokespeople have confirmed that this is all legit. Now, Facebook is the parent company of Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they bought them. I always forget that once in a while.
Yeah. To make matters worse, some forms of ID are being waived off as insufficient, leaving some users stuck in Instagram limbo while the service asks them for supplemental information. And perhaps the weirdest part of all is that nowhere has Instagram ever required users to use their real names. So you could have a, you know, you could be like,
How do you provide it? Do you Instagram a picture of it?
I guess. They, you know, there's actually a little screenshot here that says, confirm your identity. Please provide a copy of your government-issued photo ID. This ID must be government-issued. Clearly show your name, picture, and birthday, and be in color. So, interesting.
Jesus.
What's up?
I don't even have Siri in my phone. Turn something on. My bad.
So, something like this, like your birth certificate wouldn't be considered.
I would never.
Wouldn't have a picture of it.
We need you to post your social security card online.
And it does say, cover up any personal information we don't need to that we don't need to verify your identity. Example, addresses, license numbers. You can post your birth certificate online.
Guess.
Well, I guess there is a social security number on that. Yeah. You can block that out. I was going to say, because Donald Trump did it recently to be like, see Obama, I can do it too. I don't know why. I don't know what his beef is.
Yeah, he does have a beef with Obama.
It's weird. It's weird that it's like, Obama can show everything that he was born here. Like, look at all this stuff. And it's even like, people now are just like, look, get over it. He was born here. But yeah. Donald Trump, for some reason, is still on that.
He just sits in his bed at night, just fucking.
He's Kenyan! really weird. You know, honestly, if you use Instagram, just go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Fucking Instagram is just fucking up left and right. I never used Instagram in the first place, but there's no way in hell I would use it now.
I use it to view other things, like view Instagrams. I don't upload whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't have an account or
same thing with like my personal Twitter. I use that to view, but I use the shit out of our three hit now.
Good.
Yeah.
But
I figured I was like, I have the ability to do this on my phone. I should probably use our Twitter.
Yeah, I do too, but I still don't use it. Maybe I should. Hey man, Twitter! Hey man, Twitter! Andy, guess how many days of your life you will spend on hold?
Ooh, ooh. A year's worth.
No.
Oh, damn.
Is
it more or less than a year?
It's less. Quite a bit less.
120.
Less than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, less than that.
85.
You'll spend 43 days on hold in your life.
Oh, see, I wasn't thinking that through too well. I had 24 hours and all that. All right. Ugh.
43 days. Talk to a company that allows people to text businesses for help and Research Now found that more than half of the people they surveyed spend 10 to 20 minutes per week on hold.
Yeah. Even when I call my bank sometimes, I'm on hold.
Yeah.
And I put people on hold a lot at Panera.
Thank you for calling Panera. Please hold. You're just standing there taking a drink.
I should try.
Andy, you going to answer that?
Sometimes. Who the fuck is calling me? Sometimes when people will ask for like lost and found things and I know we don't have it, I'll be like, yeah, let me take a look really quick. And maybe I'll text somebody on my phone.
I did the same thing at the UPS store.
Yeah.
Because we had a little lost and found, and seriously, you would know what's in the lost and found. Like,
yeah.
Oh, there's a roll of tape and a car key. And someone would call him, did I leave my sunglasses there? Just one second, ma'am. Beautiful day we're having, huh? No, ma'am, we don't got it.
Yeah. I'll look at people and they're like, are you going to do that? I'm like, do what? And they're like, answer that? Yeah, I'll get to it.
I'm doing it right now. I'm looking. 43 days on hold, though. That sucks.
Damn.
Andy, is it just me or is the Motion Picture Association just fucking crazy?
They're fucking crazy.
They are.
They're just
nuts. It's like a bunch.
It is just a bunch of rich people with fucking money, just trying to just poop on moods, man. They are bringer downers.
That and the recording industry,
yes,
the record industry.
Both of those guys. They're like those dick-ass rich bullies in high schools that make fun of you because you're not rich and then push you in mud.
And they're old.
Yeah.
Everyone that runs those is fucking old. They're just fucking out of touch.
Yeah.
Well, the MPAA is asking the FAA to be able to use drones.
Shut the fuck up.
They want to use drones.
Shut the fuck. That's what I would tell them if I was the FAA. Hey, shut the fuck up.
Now, they want to use these drones because apparently it would be easier to mount a camera on a drone than use a helicopter or a crane to film. But there's also this gray area of spying that people are afraid of.
For that reason, I thought we were going to go down the road of lawsuits using drones to somehow spy on customers. But
that's what people are honestly kind of worried about. I mean, now you got these drones around with cameras on
them. Hey, we're moving.
Yeah.
Why the fuck don't they just buy their own drones?
Well, apparently some companies now are using drones, but the thing is they don't have the right to actually fly the drones.
Oh,
you got to ask the FAA to use the airspace.
All right.
So they're saying it's kind of like a gray area with that too. Like they're using the drones, but technically they're not allowed to use them.
All right.
But still, the MPAA wants drones.
Yeah, they shouldn't. Get a helicopter. Come on.
Yeah, or a crane.
Paramount has to fucking own like three helicopters you can use. Three filming helicopters. They got it.
Exactly. Google finds 86,000 unprotected printers in the internet.
Google would.
Honestly, my printer is not something I ever thought about protecting.
I don't even know. How do you protect a printer?
I
wonder.
I don't fucking know.
Like
mine's not even hooked up to remotely print, though.
Mine, like ours, you have to put in a password.
Yeah.
To use it. So I guess that's protected.
That's it. Yeah, I could set mine up for wireless printing, but I print so rarely that whenever I have something to print, I just take my laptop out there and plug it in.
And our printer didn't give us the option either.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, now this is from Leslie Horn of Gizmodo, gives us a cool new prank idea. Print a bunch of pictures of butts to a random printer.
Yes.
And now, seriously, you can do it. Google has indexed somewhere around 86,000 publicly available HP printers. Google truncates the results, so you actually only get 73 rather than thousands and thousands if you search for these printers.
Ooh.
A little savvy searching shows that you can hit up any of these devices listed by clicking any of the links in the results. Now, surprise, a library in Seattle with several pages of Notorious B.I.G. lyrics is something you can do. You can surprise them with that. You can send the University of Cambridge a hard copy of a Rihanna cover. Which apparently Leslie actually did this and it worked.
Sweet.
And you can send a random Chinese IP address 50 copies of a report that you did in school.
Huh.
You can do all these things now. Find all these unprotected printers and just start printing shit.
I want to see if there's any in my neighborhood. Just start printing.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Fucking great. I'm always scared when I do those things. Like, I put on like an IP scrambler and do it through Tor and.
They'll trace your IP with paper.
Dude, I have all that shit, too. I'm afraid when I'm doing anything, even if it's just a little prank. Like the other day, my internet went down, so I used someone else's unprotected internet, like my neighbor's or something. And I'm on Tor, like, they're not going to fucking find me.
Never going to get me.
Never going to get me. Andy, that will do it for technology news.
Fuck yeah.
You want to go into news?
Fuck yes.
Fuck yes.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
They have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
Andy, an ex-NFL cheerleader and ex-teacher who pled guilty to having sex with her 17-year-old student, is suing a gossip website.
Once again, super hot chick, too.
Yeah.
Like, all the teachers that get busted are fucking hot, which makes me pissed in high school because
I had the opportunity.
Like, if a teacher fucking did that, I would keep mum about it so it could keep happening.
Yeah.
I would be like, dude, I banged Miss. Anyways.
Now, Sarah Jones, who's 27, insists that she did not give chlamydia and gonorrhea to the entire Bengals football team. As the gossip site The Dirty reported. That even sounds fake. Like, how do you even report that? One cheerleader, she was a cheerleader at the time for the Bengals,
okay,
gave the entire team chlamydia and gonorrhea. That doesn't even sound feasible.
Like
there's going to be at least one person that's when she's like, hey, you want to do it?
No. Yeah.
No, I'm married. Yeah. Something like that, you know?
But the no, at all least the Bengals person. Just banged her.
Yeah, all of them.
The Bengal bangers.
So right now, she's suing them for $11 million.
I hope she wins.
I hope she wins, too.
Yeah, I hope she wins.
I hope she continues to be a teacher and bangs all the students she wants.
Do they have a picture of her?
Yeah. They got a few pictures of her, actually. There's one.
Yeah, she's good looking. They're never not good looking.
I know, which is weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's always someone that's good looking.
Which is awesome.
All right, next, out of Wichita, Kansas. Police are hot on the trail of a mouse that chewed through bags of marijuana kept in a police storage facility. The three packages were evidence seized during arrest in 2009. The rodents apparently nested in the pot and ate some of it. Now, Lieutenant Doug Nolte said, "We've got some mice that are stoners."
They just walk into the like evidence room and they're like, "Hey, man, how you doing?
Check it out, man.
Check it, man."
He says the animals were probably attracted to the scent.
A skunk? I'd be like, hell no, if I was an animal.
At first look, authorities thought the evidence was tampered with, but some super sleuthing revealed that the culprits were operating on a much smaller scale.
What if some guys with like fake mouse teeth, like chomping at the bag, is like, "Fuck yeah, they'll never."
No one's gonna be on my trail. Officials still adhered to protocol, photographing the scene, resealing the stash, and reweighing it. Now the mice remain at large, but a precinct artist did produce a sketch of one of the suspects.
No way!
There's the fucking sketch.
That guy looks dead serious, too. It's just a fucking mouse.
It's like a cartoon mouse. It's like, this guy did it. That's got to go on our Facebook page, honestly. Actually, that's got to go on our Facebook page right now. I'm uploading that as we speak. I just love how he's like dead serious. Like, this is the culprit.
And this is missing a pound of weed. What happened here? This is fucking hungry mice.
Yeah, it's.
But yeah, this is, it's like someone cartoon spent their time. Fucking mouse.
Someone spent their time to draw this.
Hey man, it's mouse.
Hey man, mouse. Hey man, stoner mouse.
That'd be hilarious if the mouse had a bong or joint in its hand. Oh my god.
Photoshop it, Andy.
I will. Oh, it's on our Facebook page. All
right,
I'll do
it. Yep, it's on our Facebook page right now. And, of course, this is being recorded, so.
Right now.
Previous to this, I put it on our Facebook page. Andy, a man named Kirill Bartsevic allegedly pointed his AK-47 at his daughter over grades.
Where's this at?
It was in Minnesota. Minnesota man has been arrested after allegedly pointing his AK-47 rifle at his daughter after an argument stemmed from her getting too what on her report card?
Two D's.
No.
Two B's.
B's. She got two B's instead of straight A's.
This guy must be Asian. Is this guy Asian?
No, he's not. He's not Asian.
What the fuck? My parents would be happy.
I mean, two B's? Yeah. Oh, lordy, no. He recently purchased a gun because he was afraid that President Obama's push for gun control legislation would lead to a ban on those kind of weapons. Maybe this guy shouldn't have had it in the fucking first place, is according to the story. Now, his 15-year-old daughter and him were arguing about grades on January 13th in their St. Paul home. He swore at the girl over her lack of straight A's. She told him that she hated him, which I guess seems like something a 15-year-old girl would do, especially if your parent was like, "You got two B's?
Yeah.
What the fuck?" Which led to him allegedly pointing the rifle at her.
I guess she'd be a parent.
Now, a social worker at the girl's high school notified police of the event on January 17th. The social worker said the girl had sent a text message to a friend about the incident, and a friend's mother had seen the message and told the social worker about it. Now, his wife told the investigators that their daughter was telling the truth about what happened. She added that she tried to protect her daughter, but the husband pushed her onto the floor and pointed the gun at both of them.
Oh, my God.
Now, it's okay. It's okay, Andy, because the gun wasn't loaded. It's okay. Throw it out. The gun wasn't loaded, Andy. It wasn't loaded.
Why? Why the fuck do you have a need for an assault rifle?
I say that constantly, all the time.
Like,
why do you need an assault
rifle? A regular rifle, understandable. You might go hunting with that if you own it. Maybe you would, if you are a hunter and you own a rifle,
Understandable.
Did you know flamethrowers are legal?
Yes. Did you also know chain guns are legal too?
Yes, I think. Yes. I think I found that out because of you.
Maybe. So. I know flamethrowers you can get for like $1,300.
I want to get a net gun.
Remember when we were talking about doing it to Sam Hauser?
Yeah, I do.
I still would do it. If I saw Sam Hauser in public and I had a net gun, he'd go down.
Apparently, the daughter also knew that the gun was not loaded, so it's cool.
But nonetheless.
It's cool. No, it's cool.
If somebody fucking pointed a gun, even if it was anyone in my family, I'd be like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, loaded or not, I'd be like, dude, don't.
It's not loaded. It's still a gun. Fucking America.
Plus, you could have that scene from Starsky and Hutch, you know, when they're doing Good Cop, Bad Cop, and Ben Stiller's...
Yeah.
He unloads the gun, but it falls out of his sleeve back into the chamber.
That can possibly happen.
Yeah,
I bet it's like a 1 in 100 millionth chance that could happen.
Now, speaking of being afraid of grades, an 11-year-old boy in the town of Zinzo in Spain really wanted his parents to skip the scheduled conference with this teacher. So how did he go about this to get out of the conference?
Faked his death.
He faked his kidnapping. The incident happened early Monday this past week when an unnamed aspiring criminal mastermind sent a text message from his mobile phone to tell his father he had been kidnapped. When the father, a Spanish police officer, phoned back, the boy claimed he'd been snatched while emptying the trash and is now locked in a car trunk. A nationwide alert was sent out and cops in Portugal were notified in case the boy slipped across the border. Then the boy's dad noticed the keys to another house they also owned were missing. The fake kidnapping victim admitted he was afraid of the pending parent-teacher conferences when he was found in the other home.
I got nothing, man. I just shake my head.
How do you like this? Mark Rodriguez, a New York man, faked his own kidnapping to extort ransom.
From fucking who?
Authorities,
his parents?
Authorities say a 31-year-old man in upstate New York faked his own kidnapping to extort ransom from his girlfriend. Police in Plattekill in Ulster County tell the Times-Herald Record of Middletown that Mark Rodriguez left for work in his girlfriend's car on January 14th. Officials say the woman later received a telephone call from a stranger saying her boyfriend had been kidnapped and she needed to hand over $2,000. I would try to extort more if I was going to fake a kidnapping. She contacted the police, who tracked other calls made to her. The police began a search and found Rodriguez, an accomplice, inside the girlfriend's car in the city of Newburgh. He was unharmed.
Oh, my God. People are fucking stupid.
And, Andy, in South Africa, police join a hunt for 10,000 escaped crocodiles.
Sweet.
South Africa has called out to the police to join the hunt for as many as 10,000 crocodiles on the loose after escaping from a farm during floods and being washed out into one of Southern Africa's biggest rivers.
That would be so fucking scary to come across.
10,000 alligators.
Thousands of alligators.
The floodgates at Requena Crocodile Farm close to Botswana and Zimbabwe borders were opened on Sunday because it was feared that rising floodwaters would crush the reptiles, releasing some 1,500 crocodiles into the Limpopo River.
Limpopo.
Now, some have already been captured, but there's still about 10,000 on the loose. Most of the crocodiles are less than 2 meters long. The area is home to several farms that supplies crocodile skins to the fashion industry.
Well, I guess they do with, like, what they do with fish and shrimp and all that, farms.
Yep.
Damn, dude. I would not want to come across that. That'd be a nope moment.
Yeah, nope, just, nope, nope, nope,
nope.
Getting the fuck out of here. All right, Andy.
Are we going to do it?
We're going to Florida. While checking for terrorists, on a Disney cruise line, police arrest a woman for stealing a pack of cigarettes in 1991.
All right, go on. I got to hear more.
While checking the passenger list of a Disney cruise for terrorists, authorities at Port Canaveral found someone who was apparently almost as dangerous. A woman who stole a pack of cigarettes in 1991 and never got around to paying the measly $85 in court fees.
Oh, was there because there was still a warrant?
There was still a warrant.
Oh my God.
Robin Hall had been on the Disney Dream cruise ship with her husband and two children, but when the ship returned to Port Canaveral, Florida, police were waiting for her. The family's dream vacation ended up with their mom behind bars. Authorities had checked the ship's manifest for terrorists, but after running Hall's name, found that she had an outstanding warrant. Now, here's what I am wondering. They ran it after they left?
Yeah.
Because she was arrested when she got back. Why would you run that check?
Yeah, that's not very smart on their part.
Why would you run that check
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, you run the check before manifest. They get on the vote, yeah. The boat. Yeah.
Rock the boat.
Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat, tip the boat over. Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, Andy.
Terrorism.
Hull now lives in Connecticut and has a degree in architecture and works for a jet design firm where she helps design jet engines. Damn, that sounds like a cool job.
Yeah.
But back in 1991, she was nothing but a common Florida cigarette thief. As an 18-year-old, she shoplifted a pack of smokes from a Walmart in Orange County. She failed to pay the $85 in court costs at the time. Now, Hall was arrested on a Thursday and still has not been able to post bail. Brevard County officials must first transfer her back to Orange County, and her arrest just before a three-day weekend has complicated the matter.
Oh, that's poorly.
Hall may end up spending a whole week in jail before she can put the matter behind her and return home. Oh, shit. I'm not set up for that.
That's all right. I'll tell him that.
Yeah, we're too late. Next week, we may have Skylar here to Skype. I mean, we got one story left. No, okay, I'm not set up. But we'll do it. We'll do it next week.
All right.
Andy, do you remember O'Neill Morris? This is like the third time I've asked you.
Breakdown. Briefly.
O'Neill Morris, Florida. Likes big butts. She cannot lie.
No way.
The butt doctor.
She's back.
No, but she has a copycat.
Oh.
this person goes by Calvin Butler or Tamika Butler. There seems to be a gender issue with a lot of these butt doctors. Tamika Butler has been charged with injecting silicone into patients' butts in West Palm Beach Motel and closing the wounds with crazy glue. How does anybody like...
Yeah. And they're...
How does anybody like, oh, hey, I'm going to go get some butt injections. And they're like, they see crazy glue on the counter and they're like, oh, well, that seems normal. Butler victimized several would-be patients at the motel. He went as far to protect himself as stalking one man to the hospital, barging into his room in a wig and a fur coat, screaming, you need to remember who the fuck is in charge.
Wow.
why is a man going there? Just saying. Why does a man want a bigger butt?
I don't know.
Maybe he's like Calvin and has some gender issues. One victim, a woman with a young child, went to the motel four times between September and October of last year, paying $200 a pop for silicone injections.
Is this woman dead?
No, but when she developed painful nodules over the injections, Butler told her to take a warm bath and massage the spots. She eventually ended up with swollen lymph nodes, a chronic cough, and several hospital stays. Another man ended up at the Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center in December when deputies found him with open sores on his ass where the injections were made.
Dude.
The man, who later had to have parts of his butt surgically removed, says Butler charged him only $100 because he was a friend, but told him he charged strippers $400 each. Furious that he had gone to the hospital, Butler ended up berating him in his room. Police are looking for anyone who got injections from Butler to call 800-458. Tips. As for O'Neill Morris, the original fix-a-flat doc, she is still awaiting trial on two felony counts of unlicensed health practices that caused an injury.
Yes.
So, butt doctors.
Jesus.
Don't get a butt injection. Don't do it. If you want a bigger rear end, eat more.
Eat KFC and watch a lot of...
Or go to an actual doctor. Yeah. I'm sure they do that.
Yeah, there are butt implants.
Yeah, there's implants for like everything. You can get bicep implants. Saw it on a TV show.
Was it kind of an Asian-looking guy that had them?
I don't remember, honestly.
Because I saw some guy on CNN who's had like $100,000 worth of implants, and literally every part of his body had an implant almost.
Wow.
He had like implanted abs.
Yeah, it was something I was watching a really long time ago. It was like some show about I'm addicted to surgery or something like that. One guy wanted bicep implants because he wanted his biceps to look bigger.
I remember back in middle school, MTV did a I Want Plastic Surgery thing. Yeah. Totally showed boobs.
Yes, I remember that too.
And like in middle school, I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
It's on TV?
I'm in my room looking at the TV, looking at my door, looking at the TV, looking at my door, looking at the TV, looking at my door.
It's not scrambled.
This is way better than National Geographic. Yeah, it was on at like midnight, though. It was late. Yeah, I remember that.
And then I saw it a couple years later when I was flicking through channels, and And it was like blurred out. I'm like, middle school.
Well, that's going to do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast.
Because where are the white women at?
Where are the white women at? Damn it, I don't have the horn up. Yeah. Just remember, just act like I was playing the horn that I played at the beginning of the episode right here. Next week, we may have Skylar on.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Can hear from the Kith.
The Kith. Did you see his Facebook post about that arcade he went to?
Yeah. There's one in Dundee.
That's right. You told me about that. Let's go.
We'll have to go someday.
Let's go right now. No. Yeah, let's go right now.
I woke up at 4 today, dude.
Dude, I woke up at 1:30.
I've been running since 4 today.
No, let's go right now. I'm not even going to hit end on the podcast. Like, it's literally just going to keep
it's
running.
It's going to be a 4-hour podcast.
Why'd they release a 5-hour podcast? Only talking for an hour of it. Well, remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, twitter.com/3-8-combo-PC, as in number 3, PC stands for podcast.
Pancake.
Email us at 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com, find us on gpxgaming.net, search for us on YouTube.
Or Google.
Google will give you everything. And find our blog at 3-8-combo-podcast.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
So, for Andy, this is Matt, signing out. Thank you.